£1.5 trillion household debt nationalise the banks. Laurel Fogarty, Kingston Socialist Party. The average adult in the UK is now a whopping £30,000 in debt. This is 113% of the average annual income. The total household debt in the UK has rocketed to over £1.5 trillion. Families are feeling the pinch. These numbers translate into real suffering for ordinary people, with a reported 17 homes repossessed every day, or one every hour and a half this year. For renters, the effects are similar, with 306 landlord possession orders filed every day, as rents are pushed up and wages stagnate. Resistance. This shines a stark light on the vital need for a cap on rents, a mass program of council house building, and an effective resistance to evictions as rent arrears accrue. A huge amount of this massive debt is paid in interest on mortgages, credit cards, and loans, bald profits for the banks and their shareholders. This naked profiteering in the face of crippling debt, evictions, and repossessions shows that these greedy financial institutions must be nationalized to operate in the interests of ordinary people. Right now, the bosses use them to bury the working class under increasing mountains of unpayable debt. For young people in particular, this sudden uptick in private debt is crippling. As students are forced to take out massive loans to fund their education, they also face fierce battles against low wages and increasingly insecure employment. The fight for free education goes hand in hand with the fight for better working conditions and a £10 an hour minimum wage without exemptions. We need coordinated strikes and a mass party for workers to fight and win these battles, to give young people the hope of a debt-free future.